Phoenician sea power. Tyre was the major city in a region called Phoenicia. The Phoenicians' outlook was westward toward the Mediterranean Sea and the cities that were growing around it. Masters of trade. The Phoenicians had settled in a land that had limited but very important resources. Besides the snails used to dye cloth, Phoenicia had a great amount of dense cedar forests. The Phoenicians sold their dyed cloth and the wood from their forests to neighboring peoples. As trade grew, the Phoenicians looked to the sea to increase their profits. In time, they controlled trade throughout much of the Mediterranean. From about 1100 to 800 BC, Phoenicia was a great sea power. Phoenician ships sailed all over the Mediterranean Sea and into the stormy Atlantic Ocean. They came back from these trips with stories of horrible monsters that lived in the ocean depths. These stories helped keep other peoples from trying to compete for trade in the Atlantic. Exotic marketplaces. Trade brought valuable goods from lands around the Mediterranean Sea to the Phoenician cities of Tyre and Sidon. Bazaars swelled with foods brought from faraway places. These foods included figs, olives, honey, and spices. In the bazaars, merchants sold strange animals such as giraffes and warthogs from Africa and bears from Europe. The overflowing markets of Tyre awed visitors. Here is one description of Tyre's bazaars. When your wares came from the seas, you satisfied many peoples. With your great wealth and merchandise, you enriched the kings of the earth. The Bible. Reading check. What resources did the Phoenicians first use to build their wealth?